Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Housing affordability continues to be a concern of a large portion of our population. Our next guest state agency, though, is staying busy working to alleviate that situation. Clayton Ingram is External Relations and Policy Manager with the South Carolina State Housing and Finance Development Authority, and we have him on the phone from his office in Columbia. Clayton, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be back. It's been a while, and housing is still one of the important issues.
And that's why we have you today. So tell us, first of all, though, and give us an overview of your agency.
Yeah, well, South Carolina State Housing is the state's housing authority, and we do any number of things, from financing multifamily units to doing home repair and emergency repair. Really, our flagship program has to do with home ownership and helping people to become homeowners, and especially first-time home buyers.
All right. Well, walk us through then your home ownership efforts and how that is working towards alleviating this affordability problem.
And it's not just affordability anymore. Unfortunately, it's also availability. One of our main missions is to get people into homes, and we do this by offering very competitive interest rates and financial assistance for the down payment and the closing cost of the home. Now, our interest rates vary, of course, day to day, but we're always a little bit below what you could probably find in the market. And right now, and for a while, we've been able to give $10,000 toward the down payment, which covers a lot of the down payment and the closing cost. And our interest rates are fixed for 30 years, so they don't change. Anyone with a credit score of 640 or above is our standard. We can get them in and help to make them homeowners.
All right. Now, besides that credit score requirement, what are some other requirements to qualify under this program?
It varies by county, but it's also income-based. And that runs from maximum income for a one- or two-person household from about $84,800 to, in Beaufort County, which is one of our highest income counties, it can't be more than $127,680. And our home prices are limited also. We can't finance a home above $425,000, but we don't do many of those. Most of the homes that we finance are fairly well below that.
All right. Now, I understand that you guys have a pilot program that you've initiated as well.
Yes, this is something exciting. We're trying to find out under what circumstances and at what price it's practical to build a small home that a first-time home buyer can afford. And I'm not talking about tiny homes, but right-sized homes for people that are just starting out. We're going to try and build 30 homes across the state at roughly 1,000 square feet and at no more than $170,000. So we're stepping up to the plate with some financial incentives to the builders, and once they're built, with some good financial incentives to the buyers. This isn't going to solve the problem, but we're hoping that it's going to start a dialogue about some of the other impediments to home ownership: zoning and lot size, tap fees, regulations, permits, and all the other things that drive housing cost up. And we're hoping that, you know, this is going to start some conversation about how we can get those costs under control for first-time home buyers as well.
All right, now where are we in this program right now? Has construction started on some homes?
No, we have sent out a request for proposals. We've offered the incentives to the buildings, and in mid-April, the applications will be due. And after that, hopefully we'll get some good response, and we'll be able to start construction on some of these.
All right, now I think we have time for one more item to talk about, and that is a spring program that you have.
Yes, every spring for the last more than a decade, we've done our Palmetto Heroes program, and this is great. We started out with teachers, but we've expanded it to nurses, first responders, law enforcement, and firefighters, all the people that keep our communities running smoothly that often don't have a chance to become homeowners in the areas where they work. So we're going to launch this program again end of March, early April, and we're going to have some great down payment assistance, and we're also going to have some very good interest rates on this. So if anyone in those categories has been waiting for the right time, this might be the time. So get ready toward the end of March, 1st of April, to hear about this program.
Well, Clayton, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Clayton Ingram is External Relations and Policy Manager with the South Carolina State Housing and Finance Development Authority in Columbia. We will have a link to the agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.